This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh Lord God, you are wonderful, you are magnificent, and we glorify your name. I'm bringing you part three of this new series, Resolving Conflict. And today we take a look at Matthew, the fifth chapter, and verse 9. Jesus has just begun his Sermon on the Mount, and he's talking to the 5,000 people who are gathered, and he says these radical statements. We call them the Beatitudes. And in the ninth verse of Matthew, the fifth chapter, he says this: God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. I love this word, blesses. I adore this word, blesses, because, beloved, all of us require and want blessings from Almighty God. We want Him to bless us. And sometimes we're not even sure how He's blessing us, but I know that He is. You see, sometimes we look left and sometimes we look right, or we look backwards and we never look forward. And therefore, He can't bless us at that time because we are not keeping our eyes firmly fixed on Him. And I have noticed this in my life. I have noticed that when I take my eyes off Almighty God, all sorts of trouble seems to come my way. I was thinking of a spiritual attack I've had, and I was thinking about David as he hid in the cleft of the rock because Saul was chasing him. But God had the entire situation already worked out, and David was fine. You see, it's all to do with trusting Him. It's all to do with obeying what God is saying. It's all to do with listening to His voice. It's all to do with keeping our eyes well and truly focused on Him. And I am finding this more and more and more as I get older. And I want to bring you that experience. If you're young right now, if you're a young person, then I want to bring you that experience right now to make sure that your eyes are well and truly fixed on the living God. And that you are not deviating. You're not going to the left and the right. You're not looking backwards. You're not being tempted by Satan to always look backwards, because that's what he wants to do. The evil one wants you to look back on your past regrets, on your past failings, and he wants you to know that you failed there. But Jesus has forgiven you, and you are still attached to him and always will be. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Jesus is beginning to talk to these people and he says these words: blessed are those, God blesses those. Another version says, blessed are those. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Now, when you look at that, it looks like someone who works for peace, that's got to be someone like, say, Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad, who works for peace in the Middle East all the time. That is his whole life. His whole life's work is to work for peace in the Middle East whilst he sees and hears bombs going around him all the time. God has placed him there strategically for a reason. And yes, we're talking about people that do that. Yes, we're talking about people who want peace in this world. Absolutely. But God is also talking about you. And he's saying to you, Do you want peace in your household? Do you want peace in your life? Do you want to stop all the conflict that is happening? Do you want to stop all the arguments and the backbiting and the talking behind someone's back and being nasty to them and allowing them to be nasty to you? Do you want to stop all that? Do you want to resolve this conflict? Well, Jesus says, look right here. God blesses those who work for peace. Now, that word work is interesting to me. Because as I was saying, oh yes, it can refer to Andrew White, of course it can. And it can refer to those other people who are working for the peace in the world. But it also refers to you. Because peace doesn't come without work. Do you see that? Jesus says that word, work. And therefore I am convinced that the only way to get peace is to say those words that I've told you many times now. Silence, be still. Say those words of Jesus. Silence, be still. But you still have to work toward this peace. You have to work at bringing a resolution. Last night, I had a phone call from my daughter. And she said to me, your eldest grandson will not go to sleep. He will not go to bed. He's 14 years old. And so I said, do you want me to come round? And she said, yes. So I went round there. I went round to their house. And I sat down instead of shouting and screaming at Sammy and saying, listen, you've got to go to bed right now. Right now, you're being ordered to go to bed and you do that. I sat and talked to him. And there were tears in his eyes. And he was saying to me, Pappy, what is life all about? What is it all about? I am so unhappy. So I started to tell him about the Lord. He's heard the gospel quite a few times because his mother is born again. And I started to tell him the gospel. And I said, there is only one way. There is only one person who can bring joy and happiness in your life. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I began to talk to him in a soft manner. And I held him in my arms. And I said to him, your mom loves you. And I love you. And your father loves you. And your brothers love you. And moreover, our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. And I believe in that moment, it brought a resolution to conflict in that household. Because my daughter, she is beyond herself sometimes when she's trying to deal with these three boys. And all of them seem to be disobedient. So I talked to Sammy because he's the eldest one. And then after about 20 minutes, as I held him in my arms, I said to him, do you want to go to bed now? And he said, yes, I do. And off he went to bed. In actual fact, as I'm bringing you this word, I would love you to pray for Sammy and for Oliver and for Leon, that they would know who Jesus is in their life. Pray for their salvation. But the blessing right here is when you work for peace, when you work for peace in your household, when you work for peace in a problem that is going on at work where there is conflict, when you work for peace, Jesus says, do you know what your blessing is? Do you know how I'm going to bless you? I'm going to call you a child of God. I am going to call you a child of God. Beloved, if you love the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are already a child of God. But for Jesus to say those words to you, you truly are a child of God because you're working for peace. You can have this peace anytime you need it. All you have to say is, Lord, pour your peace into me now. Let me feel the peace of the love of the Lord in my life right now, and if you are going through conflict, then just say these words. Silence. Be still. And thus say, Father, bring your peace now into this situation, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. For I love you more than words can say. In Jesus' name, amen. It is so important, beloved, that we have this sort of a relationship with the living God, and this is what Worship Radio 247 is all about. It is to bring this closeness, this intimacy with Almighty God. It's to allow you to get to know who your Heavenly Father is. It's for you to get to know who the Holy Spirit is. It's for you to get to know your beloved Jesus and what He can do for you in your life and through your life. And how He can bring you life, and not just life, but life abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in our lives. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are holy, and you are to be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.